Hello, my beautiful friend. This is Kathy, and I am honored to spend this time with you today. I had promised you in the last episode that I was going to share more in depth on my journey, because I know you've probably heard, if you've heard me at all before, me explain my journey up until I learned about getting out of dieting and weight on the scale towards actually changing body composition and lifelong practices that create the best results. Well, today what I want to share with you is what happens after the age of 40 and why is it now that I work with primarily women at this stage? Because there's a lot of, there's just a lot of information out there, a lot of truths, and I would say more amount of myths and distruths and confusion. So hopefully today's episode will give you a little bit more clarity on the whole reason why weight loss is different after the age of 40. And I first want to clarify that no, it is not impossible, and it is not a time of life that you are now made to say, oh, you know what, this is it, I can't do it. Everybody says this is the beginning of the end, and I just have to suck it up and accept the fact that I'm never going to get to the shape that I want. I am going to continue to put on this weight, especially on my midsection, and I am supposed to be unhappy now. And that's just BS, because that's just been the way that most people accept it. But the reality is that it's just different, and you can have, honestly, you can have your results, you can have your cake and eat it too. There's just going to take some different strategies in order to succeed. And I want to share a little bit about my journey since I was 40 until now. And what I have learned has been the best new steps for me, and what's been helping my clients. Because again, now I work with women over the age of 40 that are dealing with the hormone changes and everything that comes from that. So what I'm going to do is I am going to break up some of these topics into subtopics, and I am driving, so if you do hear traffic, that is just the way it is, and that's just what's going on here today. But so my quick story, and then I'll dive into what's exactly going on in your life, in your body, is that you have most likely heard my story up until, you know, the midlife stage, and I was doing well, doing my training and very active, eating the foods that I enjoyed the most, enjoying just a real life lifestyle without having to diet and be obsessed with the calories. It was just basically feeding my body the right amount of foods, the right choices of foods for the most part, and enjoying myself with, you know, not the best options sporadically and along the journey to just help me feel like I'm a normal person. So that worked. Now, I noticed, and I didn't notice this at first, but I did notice after the age of 40, everything started to shift. Now, it coincided with the time in my life that I decided to take on a new challenge I have never done before, because over the years of my active years, and I'm still active, but the years of challenging myself, I took on many races and challenges and competitions and things that I felt were fun ways to keep myself progressing. And the one area that I was never brave enough to attempt was a fitness competition, like a bikini competition, a physique competition, you know, one of those where you step on stage and you show off your results. In my perspective, I knew that my biggest challenge was my nutrition, because again, I am a toddler when it comes to having to eat a certain way. I like to have choices, and I like to make my own choices, and I think we all do. I mean, I'm just saying that out of fun, but I really believe that we all deserve to decide what we want to eat, because that's really the best way to succeed long term. So finding the success route for you is the best step, and that's what I teach my clients, and that's how I've lived for, you know, over 30 years now. So here was the year, I believe just before I turned 40, it was about 39, and our family was back and forth overseas a few times. So there was a lot of things going on, and I just needed a change. I just wanted to get myself back into shape. I really wasn't aware that I was in perimenopause. Obviously, if I'm 39 at that point, I was in perimenopause. I was already dealing with the mid, midsection extra belly that starts to form, even around the lower back, just that softness that starts to happen. Whether or not, you know, anybody would deem it quote unquote extra, it started to become softer and just a little bit more than I was comfortable with. So I thought, you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to take on the challenge. I'm going to be 40, and before much more time goes on, I'm going to do the one thing that had always been a goal that I wanted to achieve, but that I was nervous about attempting, and that was a fitness competition. And again, because my eating was usually the biggest challenge. I mean, I can exercise. Give me a challenge to work out. No worries. I'm going to figure out a way to do it. I ran a marathon and I hate running. So if I can do that, I knew that, you know, I could get my head around really activities and pushing myself as long as it's relatively safe and I can get myself to accomplish that feat, I'll do it. But the nutrition was where I knew I didn't really feel excited about. But in order to get on stage and compete with other competitors, I would really need to get my foods in check. So I thought, okay, I'm going to do it. So what I did was I found a coach that I could work with. It was actually a woman named Jen Jewell. She had recently, well, this is when I hired her. She had recently at that time just won the World Bodybuilding Federation competition. So worldwide competition. And I thought, okay, this woman knows what she's doing. So I hired her and we together decided on a date. She thought that I only needed about 6 months from my current results to get into the shape to get on stage. So I registered for a local competition. The competition was in March. Once I had turned 40, I turned 40 in December, and this was the August before. So I signed up in August, and I had still been 39, and I would have been 40 in December, and again, compete in March. So I registered, hired my coach, paid the deposits, ordered my swimsuit. I was doing all the things, and then she wrote out my program. Now, I've been a trainer for a long time, so I really didn't need somebody walking me through. I just wanted to know, okay, what were the workouts I was going to do? How was I going to be able to, work on the periodization of the program? And then what the heck am I supposed to do with foods? That was my biggest question. So she wrote out my meal plan for, I believe it was the first month, and she gave me my workouts. Now, the interesting thing was the workouts were based on circuit training. Which, if you know anything about training, it is a set of anywhere from 2 to 5 exercises or more, just depending on the workout itself. And you just go from one exercise to the next, to the next, to the next, without rest. After you're done with that circuit, you rest, and then you repeat for the amount of repetitions that it specifies. So it wasn't based on bodybuilding, plan, which I had assumed it would have been, but this is what I was given. This is what my expert had given me, and I thought, okay, she knows, and I've never competed for the stage, so I will trust. And I did. And so the workouts, let me just explain the workouts quickly, were the morning was I had to do at least, I think it was 30 to 40 minutes of fasted cardio. Many times it was stair climber. So I would head to the gym. I'd be at the gym when it opened at 5 a.m., before I had anything. In fact, I probably had a coffee. And then I would go and do my 30 minutes on the stair climber, steady state, nothing too intense, but steady state, and just push through that. I went home, had my breakfast. I think my kids were younger at that time, so I got them ready for school. and went about my morning, and then I would go back to the gym and do my training. And that itself took, oh my gosh, I mean, an hour would have been a quick workout for me at that time. I think my workouts were taking at least an hour and a half. So here was, the morning session was the fasted workout, 30 to 40 minutes, and then I would go back to the gym later after I'd eaten and do my hour and a half plus of the circuit training. And at that time, I was still training clients, so I was in the gym a lot. And anyway, that was my workout for the most part, pretty much throughout the entirety of my training, the 6 months. Now the foods, this is where things got interesting, because she wrote out, okay, meal one, meal two, meal three. You know, I think she had about five or six meals per day, and I was to follow the same meal plan Monday through Friday. And then she gave me a little bit of varied approach on the weekends. Now the weekends gave me a little bit more options, like protein pancakes in the morning and a few other options. But again, I was still following the plan and not going off track and eating just a bunch of crap. There was no treat days or cheat days or anything like that. So meal one, week one, here I go to, you know, make my food. And I believe it was a quarter cup of dry oats cooked in water. And I was able to add some stevia and cinnamon. All right. So pretty basic, you know, pretty minimal. Then she had me have four egg whites and one whole egg. All right, and then I was to scramble that up with 2 ounces of spinach, and I believe it was 1 to 2 tablespoons of salsa. That was literally my breakfast, guys. Okay, so here I go. I'm like in my mind thinking, okay, great. You know, this is gonna be great because this is a bodybuilding workout, and I'm gonna eat like a bodybuilder. I was just really excited, and I had no idea what was coming. So I go to measure out, I had my digital scale, and I'm measuring out the, you know, the eggs and the oatmeal, I already understood. But I go to measure out my spinach. I think it was 2 ounces of spinach, and I thought, what the heck? And if you know anything about spinach, you know when you cook it up, it shrivels down to even less than nothing. I was sitting there just really surprised by the amount of food I was given to eat, because I'm thinking, I'm going to be building some muscle, I'm going to be eating, you know, some good amount of protein and foods. Well, yeah, the proteins were up, but the fat and everything was super, super minimal. And I, at that moment, had a little panic attack, like, this is not enough food. And I texted her and I said, LOL, like, what's with, I just saw that it said 2 ounces of spinach. Is that correct? And she responded back instantly, well, Kathy, did you also see that you get the oats and the egg whites and the egg? And I thought, are you kidding me? It's correct. I only get 2 ounces of spinach. And then I realized this is going to be a lot more of a challenge than I thought. Let me just tell you, it was 6 months of me being challenged, AKA tortured, because again, I'm a toddler and I hate to count. And I also hate to be hungry. I just don't like it. I feel like I'm being punished for some reason. I don't know. There's some probably psychological thing I should probably work through, but I like to feed my body and I don't think that's a bad thing. So I'm not going to worry about, you know, fixing it. So I went through 6 months, and yes, over the course of my training, it went through the holiday season. That was a whole nother beast. I really had a big challenge. She did allow me on Thanksgiving and Christmas Day to have what I wanted. And that wasn't probably the best thing, because I really had what I wanted. I knew I went way over, but being that deprived for that long, you know, it was inevitable. Long story short, I did the things, I followed it, because I had skin in the game. To be honest, I was paying her a good amount of money per month to give me these workouts and nutrition plans. She did fly down and met with me, and she helped me with the walking, you know, the posing, all the things in my heels to be able to step on stage and to know exactly what it was that I was supposed to do. I had paid her, I had paid for my swimsuit. I actually had it custom made by somebody in Canada, and it cost me $700 for a suit that I would only wear on stage one time. And then my shoes, they were those glass type of heel slippers that I'm sure you've seen before. I know people will call them stripper heels. I don't like to call them that, but that's pretty much what they're known as. So I had purchased those, and of course I had paid for the registration as for the competition, and then you have to buy a card, you have to become a member of the organization. So there were a lot of expenses that went into this. So I really needed to get myself together and follow what I had started. And I'm very grateful that I didn't quit, that I didn't give up because of that initial freak out of the 2 ounces of spinach and all the workouts and the time that I had to invest in this, because it taught me so many things. And yes, I will be sharing more on that, because I think especially at this day and age, for us to understand what goes into the daily habits and patterns of women who look a certain way, and what we are willing to accept and what we're willing to do, and what is healthy versus what's not healthy. Because let me just say, what I did was not healthy. It was not mentally or physically. As I got closer to my date of the March competition, I had stopped having a period. And what happens at this point is just means that your body weight, your fat, body fat is too low to be able to sustain in case you get pregnant. So I stopped having a period for a good 6 months, which is not a good sign of health. Okay, so if your body is healthy, that's, you know, and you do get pregnant, your body's able to, you know, go through the period of gestation and taking care of the baby and your body and all the other things. But if it senses that you're not able to, that the body doesn't have everything that it requires, it will shut down. And it literally shut down, and I stopped having a period for 6 months. I didn't feel right. I was really having a lot of problems. Now, I want to cut to, because at that time I thought it all had just related to my competition, training, and eating. It didn't. It all correlated also, yes, that was part of it, but it also correlated to me being in perimenopause, okay? So I was already dealing with the hormone changes, and the major hormones that are shifting, because estrogen and progesterone are, you know, those levels are changing from your normal years of, you know, having regular periods, not being in pre-perimenopause. So our estrogen and our progesterone levels change, which then affects our insulin levels and our cortisol levels. So the insulin is your blood sugar levels, and the cortisol is your stress level hormones. And all of these, when they are not managed, or you're not handling them well, or you don't even understand what to do to help offset the problems, like the sugar cravings, the carbohydrate cravings, the stress going crazy, especially with life, and then just the changing hormones in your body, it works against us. And that's when the fat stores become more of a problem. And so when our insulin levels and our cortisol levels are thrown off, and now because of the progesterone and estrogen levels changing, well, now we are more prone to fat storing a lot faster, because the body is just doing the next thing. It's just protecting it, okay? Because there's a lot of things going on. Here I added fuel to the fire, mind you, because I did a competition at this stage. Now again, I'm not upset that I did this, because it taught me a lot, but at that time I had no idea what I was doing, and at the time frame, how much of, how much of consequences were brought on, because I was almost literally speeding up the process of perimenopause. So yes, I competed. I was very proud of myself, although I have to say my lower belly, even though I was the leanest I had ever been, I mean, obviously I was stopped menstruating, but I had not had that lower belly, like, six pack that I wanted. And I'm not sure if that's just my genetics, my body, or even the pair. I'm assuming at this, now that I've understand a little bit more about the stage, that it was due to the perimenopause stage. But all aside, I was very proud of my results. And I wanted first place, to be honest. And the first place means that you earned a sword, the sword. And I really wanted the sword. And I believe that I had the ability, from what I, you know, my results at that time, I thought, you know, I'm going to win first place. So submitted the entry, I entered into my division, which is my height, 5'6" and 5'6" to 5'8", I think, and over 40. I also entered the division of all ages, which means, I mean, there was 20-year-old women there too and up. I entered the all age division for my height. So I actually entered two divisions. And I won second place in my division, third place in the overall. So I placed second and third. And if you place anywhere between first to third, you qualify for nationals. So I also qualified to go on to nationals to compete on a bigger frame, bigger scale. So I was proud of myself, but I was also disappointed because I didn't get first place. And I remember asking the judges later, because even my coach was like, you should have taken first place. Like, she believed that out of all the contestants, I, in her opinion, should have taken first place. But she says the judges all have their opinions on why they judge certain criteria. So get in touch and ask them. And I asked them, and the feedback that I received was that my shoulders were too well defined for the bikini division. You know, so I figured, okay, that's not a problem. I didn't fail. It just, probably the way I had been training before, and just the way my body shape holds on muscle in my shoulders, it just worked, I guess, a little bit against me, but not really. So I was very proud of it, and I was excited to go on to nationals. I literally told my coach, yes, I'm going to do it. So we were excited to continue. I remember right after she gave me, I think, a week off to just kind of bring myself down, de-stress, stop dieting, and just let my body kind of bounce back a little bit. And then she sent me my next training step, which was to just to slowly, I mean, it wasn't as aggressive as the other had started, but to slowly bring me from the competition to maybe a more balanced state so that I could put on a little bit more weight and then come back to the competition style of training and eating. Now, what happened next really surprised me, because I think I had seriously burned myself out, and I went to do my first week of workouts. I didn't want to work out, which is not like me. Like I said, I'm always up for working out and challenging myself that way. But I didn't want to. I just felt that I had a lack of any type of motivation or drive or energy to do a workout. And so I stopped going to the gym. And 1 week led into another week, into another week, and I started to feel less and less able to compete in a national level competition. Mind you, it would have been a higher level than what I first competed in. And then the food plan that she had given me, I had attempted, I figured, well, if I can't go to the gym, I need to take some rest. Let me just focus on the foods. I could not manage a salad for the life of me. I didn't even want a vegetable. I didn't want any chicken breasts, and I sure as heck didn't want any kind of healthy option that I had been eating for the past 6 months. So a few weeks went by and I realized this is not working. I'm stressing out more about trying to get myself back on track, and I can't even get to my normal, what I was doing before competition training, let alone train for competition. So I decided and let my coach know that I was not going to continue on to nationals. And I thanked her, and that was pretty much my decision to not compete again, because I realized at that point, this is not good for my body. And I thought I had broken my body. I thought I broke everything, like my metabolism, my drive, just my body's good results from the past. I thought that I had ruined it all. I've been too obsessive, and now this is this is my punishment. And so 2 months after my competition in March, so here's May of that year, I had put on 30 pounds of fat in 2 months. So I'm not working out. I'm eating pretty much whatever I wanted, because I didn't care about eating healthy anymore. And so I quickly put on 30 pounds of fat. Most of it was fat. And I was disgusted with myself. I didn't even at that time consider that I was in perimenopause, but I was. Now I know I was full-blown perimenopause, which is why the drive was gone, which is why my cortisol was super high, which is my insulin levels were all over the place. Like, I couldn't get a hold of myself because my body was already fighting the hormone changes plus what I had just done in the past 6 months. And at the time, I didn't know. So I says, let's take some time. let's just pull back and you'll start back up slowly. Give yourself the, at least maybe 3 to 6 months to just get your mind and your body back onto a healthy balance slowly. And I did. So I was walking and I was doing really simple type of movements just to not stress myself out. I went back to yoga, a lot more yoga. And then I just really attempted to eat as best as I could how I had before I started training. All that aside, guys, I realized later that the reason I struggled so bad at that time wasn't because of the competition itself. Yes, again, that is not like quote unquote a healthy plan because it's so extreme and it really forces the body to, you know, change in, you know, like we're doing extreme dieting, but then now training and dieting to excessive for the results that we're looking for to step on stage at the time that I was going through perimenopause. So obviously at that, you know, at that point I got myself back into my training and my love of fitness and eating well without being obsessive. And I soon started to realize that this was a normal issue, not just for women that attempted a competition, but women of this age and stage to be challenged because of the hormones. So I started to learn a lot more about what happens in perimenopause and menopause, what women are dealing with, what are the, you know, what we're affected by, what are the, you know, how the body changes, what generally happens, how women feel about it, and then what's being taught, because what's being taught is not helpful in any shape or form. It is just to diet again, back to the extreme thing and get yourself back. Like, it doesn't teach you that your body is not meant to be deprived like that. Like, when I went on that competition program, I was working myself backwards faster and faster than ever. Like, I was running in the opposite direction. Instead of healing my body, I was affecting the hormones that were being already changing in a more and more negative, impactful way. So, which is why I had such hard, just my emotions were all over the place. My results were difficult to achieve. Like, everything felt harder than it should have. And now, working with women over 40, I realize that it's not about the extreme. It's actually the opposite, but it's also not about giving up. So relearning, because what I've done with my new program, the Fitter After 40 and our Stronger After 40, is now I look at, okay, what are women going through now? It's maybe not as an aggressive state of where I was doing my challenge, but it's still a pretty messed up mindset of I need to diet and I need to do all this exercise to, you know, lose the weight. And that only speeds up the symptoms and, you know, all the results of what's already going on in our body of perimenopause. So it's hurting us. And then emotionally, psychologically, we're feeling like we are sabotaging ourselves, or we are failures, actually. We don't realize it's the steps that we're taking. We think that we are the problem. So we blame ourselves until we can't handle it anymore, and then we quit. And then when we quit, we beat ourselves up. We put on another 10, 20, 30 plus pounds. We feel worse. We attempt another diet. And this pattern and this cycle continues to no end. And then women all over continue to blame themselves that, oh, it's just the hormones. You know, I reached that age, that magical age, and I just had to give up because it was impossible. So my long-winded story here is the reason that I've decided women over the age of 40 need to know the truth. And they don't just need to know the truth, because obviously you can go read and research and find, you know, read a book and look at all the experts that who actually do share this, which isn't widely spread yet. I mean, it's becoming more and more of a topic, which I'm very excited about, but it's still not as easy and not as understandable as I would hope. It's still very confusing. And there's a lot of different experts. It's just conflicting messages. So in our program, I now work with women at this stage who are frustrated and stuck and just dealing with all this weight and all this emotional baggage of not knowing what to do get a hold of what's actually going to move the needle. Because once we can make it enjoyable and achievable, once they start to feel that their weight starts to fall, that their clothes are fitting better, that they're not hating their workouts, they're moving more, they're maybe walking a little bit more, doing some simple workouts. It just depends on each person. But for the most part, we add 2 to 3 days of strength training, anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes. And the rest of the week, you're doing more steps. You're getting in 8 to 12,000 steps a day. I mean, that alone with our simple portion plate system, where I have women eating 4 times a day, they follow the portion plate. It, you know, this is not a secret. This is a strategy that's, you know, been shown to help with people who want to lose weight. Just have a meal strategy. This is where we start. We start here. Then we do an overnight fast. So you're fasting 12 hours when you're sleeping, you know, by the end, your last meal of the day to your first meal the next day. We try to make it 12 hours so that you're sleeping for a lot of those hours, but you are in a fast, because we want to shift those hormones that are being overly active and overly challenging to our results. Like, we want to slow down the cravings for carbohydrates. We want to slow down the cravings for sugar. We want to slow down the scale going up because we're overeating, or we're maybe not eating enough, and still seeing spikes on the scale because maybe we're grabbing this or that, or we're eating a little more calories, much more calories than we actually thought we were doing when we were dieting. So we put all this into place and we just kind of create a new perspective. So it's creating a new perspective shift. It's not really like, oh, you're going to lose all this weight. It's, yes, we're going to lose weight. We're going to change the shape of your body, but we're going to do it in a system that you're never going to have to start again. Because when I work with a woman, I never want her to have to experience that feeling of hopelessness, frustration, and confusion ever again. Like, I want every woman that I work with to understand what actually happened, why she's struggling, and what she can do about it now. Because you and every other woman of any age and stage have the power to do something about it. Whether you or not you decide to go on hormone replacement therapy, you know, what, it doesn't matter whether you don't, whether you take supplements, whether you just, you know, eat the good foods and your vitamins. The fact remains that you can still have results. Okay, and they might not look like exactly like you thought they were going to look in the beginning, but you can change what's not working, and you can make your life what you want it to be. Your body, your life, your habits, your results. And you can feel confident, you can feel energetic, you can get rid of all those the feelings of fatigue and the joint aches and pains and all the crappy feelings that we deal with over and over again. You can shift it, but it takes a different approach. It takes saying, I no longer am available to follow another restrictive diet plan. I am no longer available to beat myself up because I wasn't able to starve myself or do, you know, 10 workouts a week, every single week, right? It's not about feeling challenging and hard. It's about, how can I make this feel easy, that it's too easy to not do. And once I get started and I understand what I'm doing, I won't want to stop because now I see the results. And let me just tell you, the women that have started with me, we rebuild their foundations. After the first few months, everything starts to compound. Their results start to increase. Their bodies feel better than ever before. They're moving better. Their energy levels are going up. They're not dealing with so many cravings anymore. They're not obsessed with all these thoughts. And no, it doesn't happen overnight. But yes, it is a process of unlearning the crap that held us back and relearning a new way, the way of actual success. Because your body, guess what, was meant to thrive. Your body is amazing, and it's meant to do the things that you want to do, but we've screwed it up so bad because of these unrealistic goals and approaches that we had tuned into, because this is what we've been told. And that's not the answer, especially at this stage of our lives. So that is exactly why I chose to switch working from just the overall woman to women over 40 who are struggling to get a hold of that scale, the weight on their body, the fat around the midsection, and to be honest, just the confusion. Because no matter what, you can have all the results. You can have all the results. You can be successful. Doesn't have to be, and it actually shouldn't be, the way you had done in the past. So that is my story from midlife to where I'm at now. And yes, I'm in my 50s now. I'm very excited about what's to come, about what we're doing, how we're making an impact in this stage of life, and how women are slowly and surely shifting their mindset. But I need to keep going. I need to keep sharing this message, and I wanted to start by sharing it here with you. So I hope today's podcast or post message was inspiring to you, motivating, and gave you some clarity on maybe why you have been struggling and what you can actually do to create a change. So love you so much. Hope that you are well, and thank you so much for listening today. We will see you in the next episode.